Hello and welcome again to the Hali Hewa podcast with your host Abigail Kima. And today we are live at the Africa Climate Summit and we will be here throughout the week interviewing different people, getting their perspective on the Africa Climate Summit in relation to the work that they do. And I have the pleasure of hosting an amazing guest. Welcome.
Thank you.
Please introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
So my name is Masi Kimalat. I'm the CEO of ASEC, which stands for the Association of Startup and SME Enablers of Kenya. We're a network organization that's bringing together more than 120 entrepreneur support organizations that are working with entrepreneurs, right from ideation to commercialization of their solution, looking at growth stage and even scaling up their innovations and even accessing financing. So our work cuts across the country and we are actually supporting more than 300,000 entrepreneurs in different capacities.
Amazing. I mean, your work is completely in line with what the president has been trying to push for, which is the agenda on green growth and, of course, access to climate finance. And Africa has such a young generation and a young population that has talent, is bringing together innovation. So what would you say, how is your work contributing directly to the agenda of green growth and climate financing?
So if you look at Africa, in general, it actually has the fastest growing economies, but also the fastest growing population. We have a huge percentage of young people who are also seeking different entrepreneurial opportunities or even actually wanting to find a way to contribute back into their countries or even just be part of a social cause. As part of our work in ASEC, what we've just actually done is that we've designed different capacity building programs towards supporting more entrepreneurs to actually enter into the green and economy space. And we do that by running different training programs. We also have coaching and mentorship packages where we bring in industry mentors to come and mentor the youth on how to actually build a sustainable and impactful green innovation to be able now to combat climate change. And how we do this is also by looking at different sectors. So we have the plastic sector, we also have the green sector or the waste management sector, and also many other subsectors where we actually design specific customized programs that we capacity build the youth, but also we support SMEs in terms of accessing the right kind of financing to scale up their innovations. An example is whereby we have worked with different SMEs where we've actually helped them access alternative financing that's looking at investors or even angel networks to now be able to pump in capital that they need to scale up their factory processing of plastic waste into building blocks or even beadwork or even carpets. So you can imagine recycling your plastic into carpets, jeans, and many other items that even are selling faster than the alternative carpets that are made out of wool. By doing this, we're now helping shift the or even begin to now look at green transition, whereby now we're using climate friendly products and services, even in our individual consumption, but even at an organizational level. Alongside this, apart from supporting entrepreneurs to build green and sustainable business models, we're now looking also at the advocacy piece. Remember, these entrepreneurs are operating within a business environment and there's need now for lobbying, more specifically with government agencies or development partners to develop the right enabling environment for these SMEs and startups to really thrive. So what we do is that we partner directly with the Ministry of Trade Investments and also the Ministry of Youth with the Kenya Innovation Agency to now be able to look into how can we design friendly policies that can now enable these startups and SMEs to thrive. At the same time, looking at reducing the cost of compliance so that even if I'm operating as a green business, are there tax incentives that I can actually receive from Kenya Revenue Authority because I'm actually driving the green agenda, which, by the way, also is a global challenge that we are all trying to tackle and address. And by doing this as the umbrella body, we are the voice of the startup ecosystem. And therefore, we can convene all different stakeholders to have a collaborative discussion. So we're looking at academia. How are we preparing the youth and even future entrepreneurs to start thinking green? Looking at investors, how are we educating them about the startup ecosystem and what type of financing instruments that we need to really accelerate climate action? And then also pulling in government agencies to now develop the right policies and the right framework that we need to actually have an enabling environment. And finally, the startups themselves and the SMEs, they need to also actually understand how to build a sustainable business that can now help them not only have a transition towards green economy, but also create jobs, not only at the city level, but even in the rural areas, where now we look at value chain strengthening and job creation all through the entire process, and more so looking at uplifting the livelihoods of those people who are most affected. And they're mainly based in the rural and peri-urban centers.
Great, amazing. I love that you talked about taxes,
yeah.
And I love that you talked about policies. And of course, things cannot move without proper policies. And today we are the Africa Climate Summit, and this is where decision makers are. So what would you say are your expectations for the Africa Climate Summit in relation to what you do, in relation to creating an enabling environment for these SMEs and startups towards a green growth agenda?
No, thank you so much for that question. I think it's in two ways. One is I'm sitting at the right table with the decision makers, with the policy makers, and also with the financial institutions to now discuss actual concrete steps in towards unlocking the potential for this sector. The second thing that we're trying to do also as well is form partnerships. As you know, there's another SDG called SDG 17, which is on partnerships. For us to accelerate this agenda, we need strong partnerships. So ASEC is here to form partnerships. We're not only with Kenyan organizations, but we're looking at a Pan-African. We have over 23 heads of state in this country, meaning we have half of the African continent represented here. So forming those Pan-African partnerships to really help and to foster collaboration, because also for us, we're very keen on ensuring that we also have access to different African markets to ensure sustainability of our actions do not only end up in Kenya, but also scale across Africa. So those are the two things that I'm looking forward to.
Great. Thank you. And as we finalize, how can we find you?
You can find us on our website. So www.asek.ke, and ASEK is spelled as ASEK.ke. Also on social media, you can find us at ASEK News. If you were trying to search on Google, you can always search for the Association of Startup and SME Enablers of Kenya. You can always find us. But also if you're looking at LinkedIn, you can connect with me directly. My name is Masi Kimalat. I'm the CEO of ASEK. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was brilliant. Thank you.